The Bolshevik Revolution is part of the story of Daniel 11, 40 to 45, because we see in verse 40, the king of the south begins with France, and then ultimately it moves its location to Russia, and Russia grows into the Soviet Union. And we see this struggle between this philosophy of atheism, which was financed and put in place by the pagan forces, the mystery religions, the world bankers, and in 1989 we see this second power, papalism, in alliance with the third power, the United States, of bringing the demise of the Soviet Union, the prominent world power that possessed the characteristics of atheistic communism. Now, in our study of Daniel 11, 40 to 45, we see the King of the South in verse 40 eliminated, and he never comes back into the story of that prophecy. But in reality, he's destined to appear in a sense, because when we look more closely at his continued history, we see him specifically addressed in Revelation 17, when this 10-king confederacy is destined to rule the world through one kingdom for 1 hour with the beast of Catholicism. So we see that even though the Soviet Union is identified in verse 40 of Daniel 11 as the king of the south, that it's swept away, but it will still have an influence in the world to the very end, because it's destined to set up a one-world government. And if in our study, when we looked at Revelation 17, we see that these 10 kings in Revelation 17 are going to set up a one-world government, and the political apparatus that they use in that one-world government is the United Nations, and we looked in that study at how the United Nations has the world divided up into 10 districts. Now, in our last study, we looked briefly at the book Tragedy and Hope, which was written by a Jesuit author, Carol Quigley, and it was an inside view of these men and these powers that are attempting to bring this one-world government from the perspective of one that believes that it's the best thing to happen. And we mentioned that Bill Clinton praised this author, who was one of his teachers in his Jesuit university, Georgetown, when he was there. He praised him because he is the one that taught Bill Clinton his worldview. And it's clear, if you've watched what Bill Clinton has done as president, that he's very open. He is aggressively working with those that believe the best form of society for the world at large would be a one-world government. And since the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1989, the world has suddenly been confronted with the real possibility of the United Nations moving in to